The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Feel like your life has been one long storm and you just want it to stop? Or do you think the storm is finally over and then a new one rolls in right behind it before you can ever relax from the first one and enjoy life? Why is it that your life doesn't feel like those storms are ever going to run out of rain, even though you know they will at some point? Hi, this is Cheryl and welcome to today's show. As someone who's been where you are right now, I know what it feels like to not know when or how it's going to end and to feel like you're drowning in the rain. I've often said that I lost everything in my life except my marriage, and then my husband died. So whether you're dealing with financial or family stress, job or home loss, loss of any type is part of this journey we call life. But sometimes when you're in the pits of what it is, you can't see your way through it. And I know there were times that I couldn't see my way through it either. But today we're going to talk about the simple steps that will separate the clouds away and let you see your light again. Because that's what you need most right now. I'd like to start off today's show a little differently. And I want to start it with a very brief visualization. Now, if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, this is great. You don't want to do this when you're driving or operating heavy machinery or, you know, in the middle of something important. Set the time aside, and all you need is a minute to be able to close your eyes. And when you do, I want you to take a deep breath, just one or two. It will help relax your body. And allow yourself to just experience your breath moving through your body in and out. That's a relaxation technique. And it's good to do anytime, but I want you to start out that way. So take that deep breath in and out. And again, in and out. And now I want you to just take a moment and see yourself happy. What does that look like to you? If it's doing something fun, if it's laughing, if it's a feeling of light that just allows you to feel happy or joyful or content, I want you to visualize what that means to you. Are you smiling? Are you relaxing in a hammock on the beach? Are you walking in nature? Maybe you're playing with your kids or holding hands with your husband or wife. Allow yourself to feel that way for this next minute. And when you picture yourself happy and you've got that memory pictured in your brain, you can see it, you can feel it right now. I want you to just say thank you. Before you ever open your eyes, ask yourself how you feel at this very moment. You'll feel a lightness, almost a relaxation that you may not have felt for a while. Doesn't it feel good? Isn't that the way you want to feel when your eyes are open? Now, this is an exercise you can do anytime that it's safe to close your eyes. And that's a key point here. And all you need are 60 seconds. You don't have to invest meditation time, minutes and hours. You don't have to do that. Take a minute break in your day to breathe and then to visualize yourself happy. See yourself, feel yourself being happy. And then give thanks for that feeling. And anytime you feel stressed out, go back to that place. It's an exercise that you can do when you need a break from the stress that you're going through. And it gives you a glimpse of the direction you want to head in your life. Now, a simple step taken moves you in the direction of where you want to go. It's not a radical movement, nor is it that life-changing moment unto itself. But when you take your first simple step and you realize you feel better, you're going to want to take another, and then another, and another. And before long, you'll realize that your life changes because you took those simple steps forward, one at a time. This has never been about giant leaps. This is about moving yourself to a better place than where you feel you're at right now. You feel like you're in the middle of the storm, and this small visualization gives you a break from that. It doesn't make everything go away, but it does give you the chance to see your life differently. And from another perspective, just that minute change of perspective, you start to see the light. The clouds are clearing and you start to see the light. Now that you've taken that moment to see your life happier, let's talk about the stress that you're going through. We often jump into our fears and think about the worst thing that could possibly happen. Most of the time, though, our fears never come to fruition, but we spend so much time worrying about them that we forget that they're only one part of our life. Now, you just learned in this simple step to visualize your happiness. You can see your happiness when you choose to. And now what we're going to do is we're going to visualize your stress, whatever you're going through, and we're going to put it into perspective. Now, perhaps you're worried about losing your job. We've had some changes where I work right now, and people are stressed about what if the office closes? What if they eliminate my job? What if I can't find another job? And maybe that's what you're going through, whether it's a big company that changes all the time or a small company and you're not sure how stable they are. You get into the state and can of worrying about the what ifs. And even though no one may be talking in the office about reducing staff or moving the office to another place, you worry about what if, what's going to happen. Now, there is a scale of possibilities here, but only one ends with you losing your job altogether. The scale can range from anything from nothing changes at all to changing the work you do, to changing the job opportunities that would actually increase your value, which means adding more to your paycheck and making you more valuable. There are so many pieces and possibilities between no change and losing your job, but you're focused on the what if my job ends. And by going to the worst place that you could possibly think of, you're contributing to your own stress. There are so many results, but when you focus on the worst and you ignore everything else, you're choosing to make yourself miserable. Now, what I want you to do is, whether it's a job loss or a relationship issue or financial stress of some other type, I want you to make a list, a continuum. What's the worst that would happen? And work your way the whole way back to nothing happening whatsoever. It's actually better if you can do this when you're alone. But if you have a trusted friend or a partner who knows the stress you're going through and is willing to work with you on this, that's okay too, because they're going to give you yet another perspective that's important. But what matters here is for you to put that list together from the worst to the best or the best to the worst, however you want to look at it. But I want you to write down as many possibilities as could possibly Okay, I said possibly twice, that could occur. Now I want you to take a look at that list. How many possibilities on that list are you not considering because you're only thinking about the worst? What if what happens is, yes, your job ends, but they move you into a position that makes the most of your experience and your skills and your talent, and all of a sudden you enjoy the work that you're doing and you're making more money while you're at it? That's a really great possibility. What if nothing changes whatsoever? You go about, you still have your job, you still have your security, and you're doing just fine. What if you lose your job, but allows you to go out and have the experience of taking a job that may be your dream job? So many people get stuck in the jobs that they have that they're afraid to look for other opportunities because what if I don't have the skills, or what if there's too many other people out there looking for the same job? What if? And you go back to that what if on a negative base, but what if having a new and a different job is your key to happiness? What if you decide that instead of waiting around to see what happens, you're going to take that home business you've been working on for years and you're going to throw yourself into it and you're going to decide to be your own boss? A friend of mine's daughter worked for a bank and she had a secure job, but that job stressed her out. And she wasn't happy. She made good money, but she was miserable. Well, she chose to give up her job, and she became a pet sitter. She started walking dogs and puppy sitting, and she loves every day of her life because she's doing something that she thoroughly enjoys. What if losing the job that you're so worried about gives you the freedom to do what you really love? You've spent your time worrying about the worst that would happen, but maybe that's really the best that would happen. So as you're sitting here and looking at all of the potential options on that list that you just spent the time writing out, as you read those lists, what aren't you considering while you're worried about the worst? Ask yourself why you're focused on the worst when there's so many other lesser and maybe better and more freeing options for you. Oftentimes people will say to me that they get focused on the worst, but they can't help it. I can't help but worry. I'm just a worrier. That was me for most of my life. In fact, I used to say that I had to worry because Jack never did. He never seemed to let anything bother him, although I know that he did. But what I came to realize is that rarely did any of my worries become my reality. And when they did occur, they were never as bad as what I worried about them being. So I wasted so much time worrying when I could have been enjoying life at just that moment. Now, when Jack was diagnosed with cancer and I went through so many stages of panic, besides losing him, which of course was my greatest fear in life, I had this fear that I'd be unemployed. I was in my mid-50s. How'd I ever get another job? How would I get a job at all? Who would want to employ someone who is my age? How was I going to make ends meet? I'd be out on the street. I'd be homeless. Isn't it any wonder that I had panic attacks? I went from my husband has cancer to I'm going to be homeless. And I focused on the absolute worst. Now, yes, Jack did die, but I was never homeless. I was able to find a job and provide for myself. I live comfortably. But all the worrying about being out on the street those last years of his life made that last few years of his life with me more stressful for on my end. And I could sit here and say I wasted a lot of time, and I did. I don't go back and regret what was. That was all I knew at the time. But I know that I never shared those fears with him because he had cancer. But I can sit here and say that all that time that I worried was all time that I didn't enjoy the life that we had left together as much as I could have. Now that you've taken some time to look at your range of possibilities, so if you're worried about that job loss, look over your list again. And I want you at this time to look at all of the really good possibilities. What excites you? What makes you happy? What gets you thinking, well, wait a second, maybe I can do this differently? When you look at things from that perspective, the rain actually stops and you start to see the light. Now, I know you've heard the phrase over and over again, you can't have a rainbow without the rain. And the stress of your life, the rain, so to speak, does set you up for rainbows. It's not just a cliche. No matter what happens in your life, there is a potential for more and for better, depending on how you choose to see it. So while we've talked about today are the exercises to work through your worry, to take you from this place of I can't see anything but the rain, to taking a moment to feel what happiness is like, and then taking on, absolutely taking on what you're worried about. In all of my life, I never had to worry financially about anything. Seriously, I didn't, but I did. And it's like the old self-fulfilling prophecies. What you think is going to happen and what you focus on is what you experience. So despite the fact that I had a way to provide for myself and to take care of my financial needs, I worried about them so much that I created more financial stress for myself. And part of what you're doing now with your worry about whatever it is, whether it's your job or your relationship or your finances or your home, where you're living, when you look at everything that could go wrong, and that's what you focus your attention on, you experience more of the same. Maybe it's not as catastrophic as you think it will be, but you'll never get the relief that you're looking for or you're hoping for, because all you do is focus on what's negative in your life or what could negatively impact your life. I know you've heard of the self-fulfilling prophecy, and maybe you've heard of the law of attraction, and I don't tend to talk in those terms very often, but the philosophy is what you focus on is what you get more of. So as you're doing these exercises and you're focusing on what happiness feels like, if you do that and you focus on your happiness, not on your stress, you get more happiness. If you look for the good in life, you see more good. I equate a lot of this conversation to the nightly news. If you sit down and watch the nightly news, everything on the news, except for maybe that last minute, is something bad or negative that's happened in the world. And they do that because that draws people in, that sells advertising, because you watch the news, because we get tied up in the drama and the negativity. And that's what you're doing in your own life. You're focusing on all the negative. So that's why you're seeing more rain than you are rainbows. By shifting away and focusing on what makes you happy, what causes you to feel happy, you start to look for more of that. Now, I'm one of these people that doesn't watch the news because I believe that all there is on the news really is negativity, and there's so much more positive things going on in the world. Go and look up the Good News Network and see all of the wonderful stories that they tell, because you'll find that the negative aspects of life, whether it's your financial journey, your work journey, your relationship journey, that's just one part of your life. That's not your entire life. And we're kind of going full circle here again, because you focused on all this negativity because it's been what's been in your forethought. But we want to back you out of that now and have you shift your focus over to your own rainbows. What's going well in your life? Maybe your job is stressful right now. Well, you've done this list and you've looked at these possibilities of the good things that could be, and you can start working towards those. If you're uncertain about your job and want something different, then start looking for another job or getting more education or taking a class or connecting with people in a field that you want to work in. Start taking those positive steps towards what you want in your life, not what you don't want. What you focus on is what you're going to get more of. So I want you to focus on what brings you back to that minute of happiness. What's going to bring you more joy in your life? And focus on that. Turn off the nightly news if you get stressed out by everything that's going on in the world and politics, because that doesn't change anything you're going through right now. It doesn't change the fact that you're unhappy about your job. It doesn't change the fact that you might have a wonderful marriage or great children. Turn that off and focus on the good things in life that you have right in front of you now. And I promise that you, when you start shifting that focus to your rainbows, you're going to start seeing more and more good things going on around you. And then the storm you thought that was never going to stop, all of a sudden that storm gets farther and farther away. Maybe not physically, but it moves away from your priorities. By also focusing on the good in your life, you know what you are capable of. You know how much there is in your life to look forward to, and it gives you the perspective to know you can deal with whatever isn't as positive, because you have the ability to do that. You're no longer tied up and overwhelmed by all the rain falling on your head. You're focusing on the positive. You're moving in the direction of what makes you feel better. You know, it is truly a choice of how we look at our situation. And if we only look at the worst life has to offer, the worst that could possibly happen, we're missing out on so much more. And this is a choice. You can take action that moves you in a more positive direction and makes you feel like you did in that minute where you felt happy again. That's where you want to go. It truly is simple, and it is your choice. So for the people out there that say, but I always worry about everything, well, maybe you can choose to always be happy or positive about everything instead of worrying. It's a shift in your perspective. It's a shift in your focus. But it is absolutely your choice. No one affects the choice of how you choose to look at your situation. I could sit here and look at my situation and say, poor me, I lost everything in my life, including my husband. But instead, I choose to sit here and say, you know, I went through a lot of very difficult times. And yes, I lost the love of my life. But I had 36 years of love that most people will never know. We can focus on the positive and feel so much better. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. So I really appreciate you being here with me for this rain to rainbows, because it truly is all about the perspective of what you want to focus on. So until next time, I hope you take the time to see and feel what makes you happy and to focus on it. Because if you can, you'll find yourself riding that rainbow to a much happier place. Thanks so much for being here. Have a great week.